The food court is closed at Jersey Gardens Mall. It's hours before shoppers start filing in for the holiday rush. But hundreds of people are in the building chatting with coffee, some taking carbs, others are stretching.
So I'm out here at 7 something in the morning. It's cold outside.
20-year-old Joe Volfman is preparing to brave the cold for the annual Jingle Bell 5K run.
I'm going to be biking it today with my upper body, a hand cycle.
Volfman is a patient and advocate for Children's Specialized Hospital. He was diagnosed with cerebral palsy at 16 months.
I've been a patient at Children's for about 15 years now. So, I'm actually training for the Paralympics in hand cycling and triathlon. So that's why I'm coming out doing what I can and representing those kids in Children's and pushing those limits, because that's what I'm all about.
All of the Jingle Bell 5K registration proceeds are used to help patients at Children's Specialized Hospital. Alexis Anton is the organization's community engagement manager.
Helps us with our long-term care kids who are with us from usually the time they're born until they're about 21 years old. This money goes to helping them, you know, purchase things that everyday kids need, like school supplies, you know, clothes, socks.
Anton says some of the kids need adaptive equipment to perform everyday skills.
For example, we recently have a 16-year-old student with us. He unfortunately was a gunshot victim, and he needs an adaptive controller for his Xbox because he can't play the way he used to, and those are extremely expensive. So for the holidays, we're going to use this money to get him what he needs.
The Jingle Bell 5K is surprisingly challenging, says Joseph McDonough, a detective with the Elizabeth Police Department and treasurer for the Elizabeth PBA Fort.
It's at the Jersey Gardens, but you don't realize how many hills there are, and you got the ups and downs. You're going good, and all of a sudden, here comes the challenge, here comes the hill, you make the hill, I'm good. All of a sudden, you're running, here comes another hill, there's curves. You're out here by the Arthur Kill, there's a breeze coming off the water, it's about 5 to 7 degrees colder than what the temperature is on your phone. So it's a challenging course to overcome.
I want to thank everyone for coming out today in the Jingle Bell Run.
Elizabeth Mayor Chris Bolwage kicks off the 5K as the runners file in at the starting line.
Whenever you can take the time to raise money for children who have been suffering, it's absolutely terrific. And later on, some of the kids are going to come here and they're going to go shopping with a police officer, and they get to shop on their own and buy gifts for their parents and their friends, which is absolutely terrific.
Elizabeth Detective Joseph McDonough says the police department provides gift cards for up to 30 children.
We have uniformed officers that come in, they volunteer their time. Our family members are volunteers. We wrap the gifts. We then provide lunch to them. We take a group photo with Santa.
Do parents have influence on the kinds of gifts that they get?
Sometimes you get a list from the parents, but since the kids are on their own and the parents aren't around, the kids are kids and they deviate from that list, and now they get what they want to get.
The Jingle Bell 5K is certified by USA Track and Field, the national governing body over such sports. In its 9th year, attendance and the level of athletes are growing, with over 350 participants turning out on a cold December day in support of Children's Specialized Hospital. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Ang Santos in Elizabeth.